the X finds you green. Help me solve the mystery of the X finds you green. Help me solve the mystery of
to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
And welcome back to Hot Talk. That was a great show. If you haven't gotten the directory, make sure that you get a hold of it. See, this is where your three music is supposed to come in, Jen. I told her
we were working on it. I don't know what. Mark is a very busy man. I can't always get him on the phone.
Mark is the busiest man in this building.
In show business.
God love him. But I told her somehow you got to figure. Every time I think about a theme music for Jen, I think about that Beyonce trying to fix you in issues with a bet. Okay. You got to figure out some way that you can use that in her intro. Those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome, first-timers. And welcome our resident sex therapist, Miss Jennifer Smith, to the show.
Good evening, South Florida.
What's happening? How are you?
Good to be back.
Happy holidays.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
You know. Oh, there you go. There's my organ. Yes, Bob. <Mom. laughs> You better play that organ.
I feel like this should be on when Mark walks in the building.
I know, right?
Mark should have his own theme music as he's walking through the hallways.
Can the church say amen?
Amen.
That is so good. And I want to send shout out, swing the mic on over there to Miss Metris. What's happening, Diva? Now, Metris actually was here, you know. Metris actually brought us some amazing chicken wings. That's what she did tonight.
She definitely did. Okay. They were delicious.
I did not bring the chicken wings.
Oh.
I just made sure they were presented to you on the platter that they should be.
Oh, my goodness.
The South Florida Black Business Directory team brought you the chicken wings.
So, who was the chef?
Carl Seafood.
Shout out to Carl. Well, how is it that so many seafood places make great chicken wings? What is that?
So this is the wonderful thing about being connected to the South Florida Black Business Directory. It gives us an opportunity to find businesses that we want to support.
Yeah.
Like if we want to buy soap or find some chicken wings or more than just get our hair done. If we want to make a conscious effort to support a black business, as a black business owner, you understand what it is when you don't want to give a discount.
Right.
You want to go take your money and give your money to someone that can support it.
Yeah,
I got involved with this because I'm an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
At least I was a full-time entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Doing grant writing trainings and workshops. My office space is at Mind Warehouse.
Oh, you are there. Okay.
So the connection is my company's at Mind Warehouse.
Okay.
So the event space is my office space. So as part of me being there is to promote the space. So that was like... okay, so I was like excited. So I called Crystal. I said, y'all got to come see this. I called everybody. Y'all got to come see this. This is downtown Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a co-work space that gives people an opportunity to build their business.
Yeah.
And have a downtown Miami zip code.
It's a nice location. When I got there, I told you that I knew Winsome.
Right.
For Winsome and I sat on a board together. And I was going to do my scandal party like 2 years ago there. And it just didn't work out. But it is a great space, and it's Shelly Rockstar did her party there. That's how we ended up there the other night. Although I will tell you that Shelly, love you, girl. I did. I had a really good time. But like our Uber never made it to come get us. It's, you know, like a lot of times the pop up dinners are it's like a dinner, but the location is secret, and so you have to meet at this place and wait. So we meet at this place downtown, and we're standing there for 45 minutes, and then this. This brother shows up with black balloons and says, follow me. I'm like, I watch too much television. I know. Where are we going? And we start walking, and all the other girls have on heels. They're like, where are we going? You know, so we walked over to when we got to the space, I was like, oh, okay, I know where we are. But it was really cute. It was really nice. And Caribbean Bites did the food there that night. They did a great job. They did a Philly cheese steak egg roll.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It was
and I'm
off
from Pennsylvania,
the charts.
So, you know, we're real critical about cheesesteaks.
Cheesesteaks, yeah, it was good.
The connection about networking.
Mm-hmm.
I met Shelly as a result of the South Florida Black Business Directory. We met in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
With Crystal.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sharing the good news. Listen, I got this space. You got to come check it out.
Right.
So on the weekends, we were doing meet and greets, open houses, just trying to get people to see this space.
Come out, yeah.
She saw it. She said, I liked it. So the connection with the South Florida Black Business Directory in Mind Warehouse is because of the space. As me being an entrepreneurist.
I like that. We got to use that one.
Employer recruited me. She said, I like what you do. I can work with you. I want you to come work for me. I said, I don't want a job. I'm an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I got 100% paid health insurance. And I said,
You bet. Okay.
And she says, I know you're an entrepreneur and you could still do your business, but you represent what we look for. You understand the struggles of a small business and entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
So my job at Partners for Self-Employment is to help raise funds for small businesses and entrepreneurs. Who better to tell a story to a banker or a funder than someone who understands what it is to struggle?
Absolutely.
About quitting your job and losing your family sometimes because you have this dream and vision, learning how to make sacrifices because you think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So I got excited about, okay. So I do Partners for Self-Employment full-time as a fund development specialist. The wonderful thing about Partners is it's a micro-lending organization that helps with money for people who are not able to be able to get a loan. We have this thing, your phone's going to ring. It's a $10,000 loan with no credit check and no collateral.
Wow.
For a small business that's less than 2 years old. But you must attend the classes.
Okay, one of these classes. Hold on. Look, I can't put this down fast enough. Okay, hold on, phone. Okay, so now, hold on. Hold on, y'all. Please go. I'll give you some time to go get a pen on that one. Because my brother, Ben Evans, is having the same issue with the Be Me community. Diego Genti. I'm going to need you to get in touch, right? Listen, the cameraman is like, let me get some paper too. I'm going to put you in touch with Ben Evans, too. They got $10,000 loans for brothers who are doing great things in the community.
So this is the thing, Joe. Our community is known for community service and grant work and working with nonprofits.
Yeah.
So we're used to getting grants to build our nonprofits. But when it comes to building business, you don't get grants to build business.
Business, right.
Other people borrow money to build business. It takes money to make money.
Right.
So we have to have a mindset shift. So the collaboration with the South Florida Business Directory and PSE is to help shift the mind by offering low-cost or no-cost trainings that are affordable for entrepreneurs and small business people or people who want to start.
Okay, so now how do we find out more information
about that? The website is partnersforselfemployment.org.
That is partners... for selfemployment.org. Okay.
The office telephone number, which is my number, is 305-438-1407.
Okay.
Extension 215.
215. Okay, Partners for Self-Employment.
So part of my job is to raise money through what Don mentioned earlier, through the CRA. There's money that's set aside for community development financial institutions, and Partners is one. So that way we have a different type of relationship with banks to be able to get money to provide access and education to small businesses.
I love it.
So what happens, we're not bankable. We don't bank well. We don't have the credit score and we don't have the collateral. So as a micro business, a small business, we're a liability. When the federal government in the state talk about small businesses, they're talking about businesses up to $5 million. When we talk about small business, we talk about the local barbershop, beauty salon,
bakery.
Those are micro
sex therapists.
Yeah, sex
radio
therapists,
personality,
consultants.
Yes.
Those
yes,
are micro businesses.
Photographer, producer.
Right. So those loans, the money that we need to make our business work, it's too labor intensive for the banks. So there's organizations that are intermediaries who work with you to make you bankable. My job is to work with small businesses and entrepreneurs to make them bankable. So the bank has a requirement that they have to follow.
Right.
And most of us don't reach that threshold.
Made it, yeah. Right.
We don't keep money in the bank long enough for the bank to make money.
Exactly.
Right.
So when it comes to our businesses, so, and that's on the personal side.
Yeah.
So personally, we don't keep money in the bank. Why would a banker believe that on a business side, we don't keep money in the bank? We also have lots of businesses, but they're not generating any revenue.
Right.
It is tax season. We go and we're here. If you have a business, you can claim a loss for 5 years. You heard that before?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You can claim a loss for 5 years. But you can't get a loan. So when we go to these places and we do our business taxes, I'm glad we are doing our business taxes.
Right.
When you go take those taxes to the bank or to our office and we review them, how am I going to give you some money if you ain't making no money?
You're not making money.
Right.
So
right.
That's part of the information that we're going to be sharing about how to make sure that you qualify for a microloan or a business loan.
Right.
Now, we have areas that we're able to give money to, and it's NRSAs. It's Neighborhood Revitalization Strategic Areas. Those are low-income to moderate areas where they want to encourage business development and growth.
Okay.
So we have those areas, and my job is to raise money in the non-restricted areas. Because just because you're in Broward, you may live in a particular area that's not an NRSA.
Right.
Then some of my money you wouldn't be available for. We're funded by the Small Business Administration in Miami-Dade County. But we're able to cover all of South Florida if I had more money unrestricted.
Gotcha.
So my job is to develop relationships with corporations and businesses.
Gotcha, where you can get that unrestricted money.
That unrestricted money to be able to support small businesses And also collaborate with other areas to do that as well.
Right. I love it. That's awesome. So okay, awesome. I'm sorry. John, on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi, Jill, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm good. I listen to your show every night.
Every Sunday. Thank you, John. I appreciate you.
Yes. I just want to say happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yay. Happy. Thank you. I appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too, my love. So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to go out and enjoy myself.
You always enjoy yourself, John. That's what I like about you.
Valentine's Day, why can't you spoil yourself?
John,
that's a great thing.
No, but John, to me, always, I just always picture John sitting on his sofa listening to us with a lovely cocktail and just enjoying his night.
Well, that sounds like no better way to listen to
okay. us. John, happy Valentine's Day. Thank you so much for calling, babe. Oh, okay. So speaking of Valentine's Day, my dear, we were talking about how, a conversation came up about a friend, I won't say who it is, but a friend who was calling in to work on Tuesday because she did not want to be the only one in the office that didn't get flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, on the surface of that, that's kind of tragic.
It is tragic, but it is the reality that a lot of women have on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You just don't want to be the sole one at the office where everybody's talking about what they're doing for date night, getting flowers, chocolates, talking about people who got engaged. You know,
right.
You just don't want to be the one who's just sitting there with nothing to talk about.
Yeah, about
it happens a lot.
I'm going to go home and walk my dogs, and I bought them some cute little sweaters. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I'm going to go home and eat this tub of ice cream and, you know, watch the Notebook and cry myself to sleep, you know.
And cry. So, I mean, so what do you, what do you offer those who don't, have a special someone? Now, Metris, you're recently married.
Yes.
Yes. It's like, put a ring on it. So how recent?
Well, it's 3 years.
Oh, okay.
But it's still new.
Newish.
Because we got married very early.
Yeah.
So it was fast track.
In the relationship.
So
okay.
We're still going and learning how to. I didn't get a Valentine's Day card. He didn't. We're not.
Well, it's Tuesday. I hope it's not gone.
I'm sure I'm
gonna you sure
trip.
That's not going to happen.
But when we first started dating, he bought me, he was riding a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody tell nobody. And he bought a painting and a basket.
Oh, there you go. That's better. Thank you, Cedric Dawkins.
And he was riding, and people were honking at him and giving him the middle finger because they knew that he was going to have the best Valentine's Day ever. And I was so happy because it was just out of the box. So, but I'm okay if I don't get a card.
Yeah.
It's just...
Every couple is different. You know, every couple is... Especially for me, I always tell people, you know, they're like, oh, are you going to have a Valentine? I'm like, I would much rather be in a relationship where you feel that special every day than just one day of the year.
Yeah.
You know, and...
I think it's nice. I mean, it's appreciated. My dad still sends me Valentine's Day cards.
Mine too. I already got mine in the mail. I can't wait to open it on Tuesday.
So, and that's very important. I think a lot of what you're probably going to talk about and about what we're going to do is about how you grew up, how people treat you, and what you expect when it comes to relationships.
Exactly.
Cedric Dawkins said, "What do the lonely do on Valentine's Day on Facebook Live?"
I'm sure he did. But that's a great point. I was having that conversation this week. That your parental relationships is what teaches you about what love is, how to express it. And that's where your expectations of how somebody else treats you comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my parents still, I'm in my 30s, and my parents still send me Valentine's Day cards and gifts, and I do the same because that's the way that we express our love and affection to each other on that day. Do we do this all the time? Pretty much.
Right.
But I don't expect anything less from the person that I'm dating. You know, that's not my expectation. I expect you to express it all year long. But on that day, a card is nice. It's thoughtful. It's outside of the box. He made a picnic for you. Those are the kind of things we want, thoughtful things to be done.
But that's mm-hmm. if you are used to that.
Right.
I just see a lot of times it's important to get the Valentine's Day card, the candy and gift, if you're not accustomed to it. Because
right.
society says that that's important. And if you didn't grow up with that,
mm-hmm.
then that's not the norm.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, just being single, I personally don't feel under any pressure for Valentine's Day because I've been single for a lot of Valentine's Days. I'm just saying, I've had some really good ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting what you both say because, those experiences, and we go back to childhood, those experiences from my childhood, I think I've said it before, that I was raised by 7 generations of women. Like, there was not a male born in my family in 7 generations. Okay, let that marinate for a while.
Yes.
Right.
So, yes.
This is, and my great-grandmother was the only one married.
Okay.
And so my great-grandfather was my only, like...
Male figure.
And he was a magnificent man. But when he passed when I was 10... And there really was no male figure in my life again until my mom met someone. And I was about 20 by then.
Right.
So there, you know.
You missed those formative years.
Exactly. And that relationship of what a man treating you right is supposed to look like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wasn't. And if that's, just like you said, if that's not a part of your DNA, you don't really know it when it shows up or it's not there.
But right. also... Little girls grow up to marry and love men like their fathers. I personally believe that, whether he is in their life or out of their life. So sometimes we need to, all the time, we need to consider who the father of our children would be
mm-hmm.
in the relationship that we have with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I married a man like my father, and I called my dad and said, my husband acts just like you. And he said, is that a good thing? I said, I'm going to call you back and let you know.
Okay.
But I talked to other women, and it's important.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we need to think about, looking for love, about building relationships.
Right, looking for love and not taking every stray that shows up in your yard. We'll talk about that on the other side of this break. Stay tuned, I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
And no reason, even when you try to be cool, at the strangest times, love can make a connection if you trust your heart to choose. Girl, just take some time, let me try to find the words I want to say to you.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105. Starting Monday, February 20th. 105 will get hotter. Featuring the new Hot 105 lineup of icons, superstars, and legends. Starting at 6 a.m., the new TGMS.
Love time joining the morning show.
On Hot 105. Oh.
And at 9 a.m., get your work on with 50 minutes of today's R&B and old school. And James T.
Thanking you for the love, South Florida.
At 12 noon, the party starts with Rick Party in the afternoon with Benji Brown.
Hey, what's up, party people? The party don't stop.
At 3 p.m., it's time to shut the city down.
What's up, family? Yes, I'm bringing my main man with me, George Wilborn, the stress relief. And a lady who needs no introduction to the South Florida airwaves, Miss Tamara G's in the building!
With Grown Folks Radio. Then at 7, it's time to unwind and pour a glass of wine with your boo. 32 years of The Quiet Storm with Freddie Cruz, the legend, the voice, the institution.
Hello, South Florida. This is Freddie Cruz inside The Quiet Storm.
Famous for our music, famous for our people. We're Hot 105. Today's on the old school.
Missed the deadline to buy health care insurance? Don't sweat it. You may be in luck. If you've experienced life changes such as getting married, moving, changing jobs, you have 60 days to enroll in a new health plan or make changes to the plan you may have. Find out if you qualify now by calling 1-866-308-5486 or floridablue.com/bluemiami. Visit us now before time runs out. floridablue.com/bluemiami or 1-866-308-5486.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you
can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
You've got your favorite burger joint, hometown team, and go-to mechanic. You know the fastest routes through traffic and best barber in the city. What are we talking about? About a sense of belonging. About being from here as opposed to just somewhere. And about a community connection you can make even stronger right now with Next Radio. What is it? Who's it for? Listen quick. In that sleek smartphone of yours, there's a little receiver. And whether you know it or not, that receiver can do something powerful. It can connect you not just with the free FM signal beaming through the air, but with the community of radio listeners who like their music, news, talk, and sports to be live, local, and interactive. As in, forget being the first caller, because you can enter contests instantly. See what's playing in real time, buy songs now, and tweet a DJ on the go. Take local radio anywhere with Next Radio. Downloadable from the Google Play Store. Check supported carriers and devices at nextradioapp.com. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows it's on 105.1.
Orlando, 50 degrees right now. Get out of here. Philadelphia, 20. Cleveland, 17. Akron, Ohio, 3. Miami, 66. Get out of here.
why you hating on the warm weather? What's wrong with the warm weather? Can't somebody brag on their wonderful temperature?
Get out of here.
You chose your own climate. You knew it'd get cold in Akron.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105.
See, I've been watching you for a while, smiling style. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby, baby? There is only one for me. You have made that apart. We could take that step to see if this is really gonna be. All you gotta do is say yes. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so, 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 so. You made me so, 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 so. Loving you has taken time, take time. But I always knew you could be mine. I recognize the butterflies inside me. Our sense is gonna be
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Say yes. Well, that is the sexiest song. If you don't...
That is one of my favorite songs. It is definitely on my Get the Draws playlist.
Okay, because if you don't, if you play that and you don't get it, then it's over. You should let it go.
And that really sets the mood. Like, in college, I used to actually... I had a sex talk radio show in college, and I used to play all types of slow jams.
When did you become fascinated by sex, Jen?
In college.
Oh, it was college.
In college.
I was eight, and I thought, no.
It was in college, and when I had the opportunity to have a show, and
right.
I was kind of forced to talk about it, and so we used to play slow jams, and kind of like, you know, Freddie Cruz's show.
Right.
And so the guys on campus would be like, yo, can you put together, like, that playlist for me? So I started putting it together, and I called it Get the Draws mixtape. And
oh, there
I
you
used
go.
To sell it for, like, $5-$10. And, like, the guys would come and, like, high-five me, like, 2 days later, like, I got it.
It did it.
It set the mood for me. I got the draws. Thank
oh, we have
you.
To do that. Right. We have to do that again. And so we'll put them on the, we'll put them on the website. So, yeah, that's a good question. Are you getting the draws on a... On Valentine's Day, 888-550-9105. Give us a call and share what your plans are for Valentine's Day. If you are, you know, single, mingling, a couple, you know, how do you do? If you're, you know, a couple of 15 years, I should have, where did Metris go? She just sort of disappeared. Metris, we love you. She just disappeared.
She did. But to answer your question, I mean, when we were talking before the break, Valentine's Day, when you're single, that doesn't mean that you don't get to celebrate. Because when you think about Valentine's Day, yes, like, society tells us it has to be about a couple and it has to be romantic.
Right.
But we are celebrating love in general. You're
right.
celebrating love.
But that is the one night you don't want to go out with your girls. I mean, come on now.
Oh, I mean, I organized that. I'm single right now, and I put together a single ladies dinner party.
Okay, I didn't get an invitation.
Well...
You're fired. Get out.
We're going to war. I'm hoping you get a date.
Yeah, well.
But those are the things that you put together. You celebrate one another. Celebrate the love
That's
that you
true.
Have
That's true.
For yourself, for your friendship. You know, like, because at some point, yeah, everybody's going to be in a relationship and that won't be the norm. I mean, certainly I've had those dinners, like, over the years, and, you know, people come in and out. Some people are there some years and some people are not in other years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you celebrate your girlfriends. And guys, I mean, they don't put as much emphasis, but they might all get together and go watch the game.
Right.
You have some beers just so, like, you're not sitting at home. And that's okay.
Lamenting about, yeah.
Right. I mean,
not being in a relationship.
And that's okay. And for people that have been married a long time, I think you have to, when you've been married for, like, 15 years, like you said, you go back to the basics. Recreate your first date. Do something that maybe you've never done before. Certainly for the last couple of weeks, I've been helping people figure out date night ideas and gifts to buy for their significant others. And I feel like just sitting and talking to people, it's really easy to find what your partner likes if you're really listening to what they're saying.
Yeah.
Because they're dropping hints. You're just not always catching them.
Catching all of them. Let us see what our friends... Hey, Ingrid B. has joined us on Facebook Live.
Hey,
she says
Ingrid.
Hello. Hey, Travis T-Dog and Terry Frazier. Can I play We Got By? You know what? I did have... Maybe I'll play We Got By on the way out. Because we only have one song left. So, yeah, that it was between We Got By and Sweet Baby. We were trying to decide which one to go with. But, there are just so many. I couldn't get them all in. Al Jarreau was good. Do we have We Got By? Mark Young.
Al Jarreau is good to have on your playlist, too.
Yeah. We'll close with that instead of Jill Scott tonight, if you can find it. For Miss Terry Frazier. Because she wants to hear that, so we will dig through the crates right now. Hola, Ingrid B. So, Ingrid B, you're a newly married woman. Are you planning big for Valentine's Day? Ingrid B said on Facebook Live, "Get a life all year, and Valentine's Day won't be an issue." It's very, very true.
Very true.
Those of you who are joining us on Facebook Live, we've switched over to. Jill Tracy. We were on the Hot 105, but, you know, after midnight, I didn't talk to Phil about this, the raciness of this conversation for the Hot 105 page. So, We are over at Jill Tracy, so you can join us over there. So, hey, Janelle Arp. Oh, my goodness. I haven't heard from you in forever. So Shire said she and her husband never do anything for Valentine's Day. I wonder why that is. I mean, you don't want to make it.
Don't put any emphasis on it on anymore. It, yeah. Because, truly, if you've had, if you're romantical in your relationship
all the time,
then Valentine's Day is really no different. It's super. Some people find it a very superficial holiday.
Yeah.
It's a man-made holiday.
And I mean, if you haven't been, if you haven't been and you want to get back into that space,
yeah,
Valentine's Day is a good day to show up and show out.
It is. I mean, and it's very simple. You know, I was talking to a guy. So if anybody follows me on Instagram, which I am Sex Therapist Jen, mm-hmm. I put on a video the other day asking people if you'd like help with finding a gift or planning a date night, please send me a direct message.
Right.
I had 10 guys immediately send me messages. And I was so proud and happy that men were reaching out.
Right.
For help
of what to get the woman.
Of what to get. And they were, and I was like, you know, asking them, tell me about the woman's personality and what do they like to do. And they just had so much detail and they all wanted to really make their women feel special. Not just get her flowers or candy. Right. They really truly wanted to make them feel special. And that's what the day is about.
You know, when you said they all knew details.
Yeah.
So they knew the little nuances about their girlfriend or wife or whatever.
Yes.
But they just didn't know how to go buy a gift on that. Like, she loves the color, you know, apricot.
Exactly. Exactly. They just need, like, one step further of just thinking about how to just beyond the norm. Yeah. You know, they're like, I mean, I could go out and buy her a purse or a watch, but I don't know, like, what else I could get that would be really nice. You know,
right.
And I'm like, just thoughtful. You know, one guy said that his girl loves to go outside and outdoors. And I said, okay, so why don't you plan a picnic at one of her favorite trails or favorite parks to take her? And he was like, I never thought of that. That's something so simple and it's thoughtful. It's something that she would enjoy. Make her feel special that you planned it and took her somewhere that she would love.
Because it will go so far. It goes so far when somebody, especially your significant other, does something. Like if you're on your trail, you get to the end of the trail and he is there with a basket.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't take much. Like, for anybody who's listening and really trying to figure something out to do for Valentine's, it doesn't take much. You just let the people know how much you love them and care for them in the way that's most meaningful for them. You're doing it to make them feel special. So don't do something that you know that you'll like. You want to do something that they will like.
Right. It's not Valentine's Day. It's not the come up. 888-550-9105. Give us a call and share your Valentine's Day plans or if you plan to do anything at all. Tomorrow I will be celebrating with the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta at the Delta Girls Rock event for Dine Black Miami at Cupcake Galleria.
There's a cupcake gallery.
Oh, my goodness. You've never been there? Oh, my God. It's so
I'm trying to
cute.
Avoid places like that.
I know. I haven't seen her in over almost a year. But I am going to... I'm hosting the event for Dine Black Miami Freeze Frame and the Delta. So I will be there.
Awesome.
Ignoring that there are cupcakes in the room.
well, good luck with that.
They make amazing, amazing cupcakes. So I'm going to do... I'm gonna share some time with them. I went Saturday to Eric Gordon Eric Knowles party at Inca.
Mm-hmm.
And I also was speaking of love. Oh my goodness. I went to my friend Sean Williams, it's his birthday,
mm-hmm.
and he and his fiance, well, yeah, they're fiancés, but I thought they were going to announce, you know, when they were going to get married at his party, but they didn't. They were like, you know, it's coming. But they are... Sean and Shawnee.
Oh, that's cute.
Is that the cutest thing ever? But everybody there just had, he's a really good guy. Just a really, really salt of the earth, really great guy. And everybody was there. So many people flew in to support him and, talk about it. He owns Magic Soul Food. And he has two locations here. He's got a couple of locations in Brooklyn, and just a really good guy. And he and his fiance told the story of their relationship that was just so sweet. And I just thought they're such a lovely couple.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just so much love in the room. And it's just so good being around people who, you know,
has that good energy.
Yeah,
I,
man.
And I feel like people, when you meet those couples, you should ask them
thank
questions.
Thank you.
You should ask, what did it take? What, you know, what did you feel when you met them? Like, what am I maybe missing that you might have saw? You know, like, you have to ask people questions when you find those great couples that are willing to give you a piece of their knowledge, of their love story.
Because, you know, I went, when we were on that cruise, Lucinda Cross is just a great speaker. Many of you have probably heard her before. And she did this piece about how, you know, people, when you get used to disappointment, you kind of wake up and walk with it.
Yes.
You know, you wake up and you're like, hey, you know, good morning, Lord, good morning, disappointment. You know, what's on the agenda for today?
Yeah.
And you kind of walk around with it. And I think after being in a, you know, a bad relationship or not having been in one in a long time, a lot of people do kind of walk around with that, that kind of energy. And that, it's like people, the wrong people can smell it.
Oh, definitely.
On you.
Definitely.
You know, that kind of neediness. Because, I mean, I can't tell you how many times that I have experienced guys saying, well, I don't know. You're so confident. I'm like, right. What? I would think that's a good thing. It's like, but what do I do for you?
Yeah.
What can I do for you? And I thought, wow, that is deep. That a lot of women have that experience that men don't know where they fit in your life. You look like you have every, you know what I'm saying?
I call that the single mom syndrome. Like, when you are raised by a single mom, it brings up so many other things because sometimes it's not said, but it's projected of, well, you don't need anyone. It just through actions. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you've been raised by seven generations of women.
Thank you.
It's actions of, well, I am a one-woman show, and so I don't really need anyone else to be here. But I always ask people, especially clients that come in, and I say, you don't need anyone, but do you want
someone? Yeah.
So if you want somebody, then you have to be willing to be flexible. You have to be willing, like, really conscious of what you're doing so that somebody else doesn't feel like they don't have a place here.
And you're,
You have to be able to kind of take Superwoman down a couple of notches to make sure that somebody else has room to be there.
Listen, my girlfriend and I talk about this, Tony, all the time, that, you know, we real empowered now, okay? So, we are so empowered, we empowered each other, you know, and now it's time to start empowering ourselves into being in relationships.
Yes.
Because it only makes you, when you're in the right relationship, it only makes you greater. Beyoncé glows like that.
Yeah.
You know, not only because she's brilliant and beautiful and all that, but she's a woman in love.
Yes.
You know, with a man who really just adores her, and they share that. And, you know, and they've been through struggles, have been authentic enough to, and by no means, people, is Lemonade an autobiography.
Absolutely, right.
There are moments, I'm sure, that, you know, that they, we all live from the experiences of our lives. But that's not their whole experience.
No.
You know, and clearly, you know, that is a relationship that works.
Yeah. I mean, we just watched Barack and Michelle for the last eight years. Talk about seeing two people in love.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel like, if anything, now more so, that has really empowered women to want more in their relationship and from who they're with.
Yeah.
By seeing Michelle. I mean, she is a strong woman. But guess what? She was vulnerable enough to open herself
and
up.
And is.
Right. To be with somebody like that, and she makes more than him. Yeah. She always had, and she still opened herself up to be with him.
Yeah. I wonder what, and you know, that's a very good point, because you know, maybe that's what it takes. You know, a man like that, and that is what we should be aspiring to, not to bring yourself, you know, down to a space where a man can clearly see a place where he fits in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe that is what God is telling you, is that you need to wait for that brother that, you know, can see where, let me get in where I fit in, because I need to be up in there.
Yeah.
Pun completely intended.
We want them in there more than one way.
You know, we just, I'm just saying. Ingrid said, okay, wait a minute. They are having quite the conversation on Facebook Live over here. Let's see. His birthday is 5 days before Valentine's Day, and he doesn't believe in either one. Okay, Ellen. Hey, Ellen B. Woods. Just heard your show on tonight that, That's another conversation that they're having about El Giroux. Yeah, he passed today at 6 o'clock this morning. It's just so tragic when people pass anyway.
Right.
But it just brought to mind for a lot of people that Whitney Houston passed
5 years ago.
Exactly five years ago. Yesterday.
Yeah.
That she passed. And complete sidebar because we're at that time of night. So you know we have Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
You didn't come to Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown was really good.
Really,
he was really great.
I didn't think he was going to be, so that's why I passed. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to go.
No, Bobby Brown was sober, and clean and sober. His wife was here, his daughter was here, and
I saw pictures. They were out on the beach.
But when he came in, right, they brought him in the room. I said, Bobby.
Wait. Did he respond?
Oh, yeah, he did. At first he was like, did she just? And I'm like, come on now. It's right. Like a part. It's
he
like.
He can't help but to do
it. To the no. I mean, it's, you know, it's a part of the American lexicon, Bobby. And he was, you know, he laughed. But he was really, really congenial. And I just found him Bobby Brown has dimples.
I never noticed.
Who did?
Nobody noticed.
Ever noticed, but I just found him to be just really pleasant.
Okay.
And very authentic. You know, of course, we know a lot about them because of the New Edition story.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I was like, wow, it's deep that you were the one that started the group because you didn't want to be on stage by yourself.
And then he couldn't wait to only be on the
Thank
stage
you,
by
himself. Be king of stage. And I was like, so I thought it was insecurity.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, is that one of the things that kind of precipitated this drug use over the years? Because I could write you a check for as many stories I've done on you.
Right.
And he said, no, the screams scared him.
Wow.
Of the women, you know, the girls screaming in the crowd.
That's interesting.
I thought that was so deep. I was like, well, how long did that take to get over? He was like, oh, the next two or three shows.
Yeah, I was about to say. I mean, because, like, the girls were screaming, throwing panties.
Yes.
At New Edition.
Yeah,
sure.
And I just thought that was so interesting that it was,
is
that the screaming scared him.
Right.
And that's how New Edition was born, basically.
That's so interesting.
It's amazing, right?
And let me just make a point that when you invited me to Bobby Brown, you did not. Also, you left out that Avant was going to be there. So, had you told me Avant was going to be there,
Can we talk about Avant right quick? Mark, you weren't here. Did you see him? Did you meet him? Avant?
Bobby, I did.
You met Bobby. Yeah. You didn't meet Avant. Avant. He was very good.
Mm-hmm.
He was very good. He's changed a bit. It's funny because he gained a lot of weight. Remember he did that video with what's the crazy R&B singer that beat up her husband?
Oh, Kiki Wyatt?
Thank you. And that song that they did. Isn't it funny how we know that sounds like Kiki? They did that video together and he had just like, you know, he looked like he had like, you know, eating Flo Rida or something. And so but now he's come down. He's like a bodybuilder on top, but he's still working on the beer belly.
Oh.
So funny. Because another young lady that was in there was like, that is not Avon. I'm like, yes, it is. And don't say that out loud. It's like, you know, none of us look like we did when we first came out here.
Oh, my gosh.
But Bobby Brown was really, he's really good.
Avant, somebody else you should add to your Get the Draws.
Yeah, listen, everything from Avant. Diego Genti, come on over here. Scared of it.
He's like,
that camera's not going anywhere. Diego Genti, young brother, local entrepreneur, getting his thing on, his photography production, etc. Okay, so what are you doing for Valentine's Day, sir?
I don't know. I don't want to say it on the air just in case.
Your girl is listening.
Yeah. Or a couple are listening.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But so, I think I'm going to just keep it simple and just go back to day one. Because it's going to be 11 years this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so.
You're too young to have been. Well,
so you're taking my suggestion?
No.
Since freshman year of college.
I was going to say, yeah. So you are college sweethearts.
Yeah, so it just made my life a lot easier.
That's awesome. Okay. Are you all married?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
But that's coming.
Definitely in the works.
Okay, so you're not under a lot of pressure to have, you know, to do the whole thing, have rose petals going up to the bedroom and the whole thing.
No, I think at this point in our relationship and the type of girl she is simple, is more effective, and is bigger than, you know, getting her a Lamborghini or something. Like, I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
To make her feel like special. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That you love her.
Yeah. And, yeah. And we do everything like on a daily basis. Daily, I love you, like before we go to sleep, like the whole shebang. So it's kind of like it's Valentine's every day with her. So
yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. That's sweet.
See, lady,
have hope.
Yes,
have
there hope. Is. And then and a young brother. And so, yeah, Mark will be with Mark will be here with the board. I'll be at home with Larry Laptop. And so, you know, and we will be enjoying our Valentine's Day.
I mean, just because you're alone on Valentine's Day does not mean that you can't pleasure
yourself.
Listen,
that's true. You know, so if your man gave you, personal toys for when he's not there,
mm-hmm.
would you be offended on Valentine's Day?
I would not be because I'm older.
Well, you, of course, would not be. You'd be like, I didn't have a pink one.
Actually, I do, but...
yeah.
But I wouldn't, but, I mean, some women would, but, I mean, men gotta work, so, you know, at least he's thinking about it. If he's getting you a toy so that he can make sure that you're still
you're
staying
good.
Pleasured,
yeah.
I mean, that's thoughtful to me.
You can, yeah.
But for most women, they're probably like, yeah, no, like, that's not going to.
What's wrong with you? What? Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good for me.
But if he does, let's just say that, ladies, that if he does, you know, just know that it's an invitation for a really great night. Ingrid says, "Girl, ain't nobody got time for rose petals." All the way up my allergies. The way my allergies are set up, ain't nobody got time for that. Terry Frazier says, there is hope. Never, ever, ever give up. Who's going to clean up them rose petals? Y'all are funny.
I mean, stop thinking about that.
You all are so funny. I ain't gonna invite. I didn't either, Shire. Don't. Yeah, Shire said she didn't get an invite to the singles girl party either.
I mean, listen, if anybody's out there and wants to host a women's dinner party for us, you know, like 20, then please call us.
You know, holla. Hey, Gordon Eric Knowles is here. How are you, babe? Yeah, he had a great outfit. He does a great party every year for singles and for. You know,
awesome.
Those who aren't. Yeah. So what's coming up for you, Jen?
Well, I got exciting news today that I'm going to be a character in a book.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to be a sex therapist in the book. So
are you going to be? Yeah.
You know, that character will be written about me. So
that's awesome.
Exciting.
So they're going to, like, follow you around the whole thing?
Yeah. I have to sit down and help, like, with character development.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. So... but other than that, I'm just working.
Yeah, we're working on next month. What's coming up next? Well, no. Where are we? You're here not next week, but the following.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're like every other week.
Yeah. What's on our topic? You forgot. Me too.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was that was a Patronus spot moment right there.
I think it is. I think it's. Are you living the lyrics?
That was it. That's what.
Are you living the lyrics? Are you living the songs that you listen to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of songs out here are faking the funk and
sex with me. So listen. I was at a party. We were waiting for the one. I went to Saturday. We were waiting for the car, and this guy is trying. There's a girl there. She's, you know, attractive girl, you know, a little tight dress. And this dude is, like, trying to talk to her. And she is standing there humming, sex with me, so amazing. I'm like, where are you going with that?
Right.
Clearly he's interested, so...
Why are you ignoring
he's
him?
He's probably thinking that, but why are you singing that to him? It was very strange.
And then she would feel offended if he said something.
If he said
sexual.
Something like, well, really? Well, give me your number.
Right, I mean, right. Let's go to my car real quick. Yeah.
They would have had time to go to the car and come back as long as that thing took. But anyway, thank you once again. As always, that's sex therapist Jen. Okay, you all should, wait a minute. My friends here on Facebook Live, should she do sex therapist Jen or sex therapist Jennifer Smith? I like sex therapist Jennifer Smith. I kind of.
Yes, it's a mouthful.
Rolls off the tongue, but anyway.
It's more official.
So were we able to find, they asked, will we get by? Awesome. So we're going to close with that. In remembrance of the wonderful musical legacy and the life of Al Jarreau. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much for joining us each and every Sunday night right here on Hot Talk. Love you, mean it. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy our beloved Al Jarreau. May he rest in peace. Love you, mean it.
Sometimes stolen from miles to a movie show, singing the song shoo-be-doo-woo, while birds and rich folks flew right on by. But we got by. We got by. We got by. Lord knows we got by. Winter wishes wait till June. We brighten July with that hot dog bun. Tell your mama you it soon, baby. You bring some beans and I will find the wine. Then neon lights will brighten too. And sneaking back home with this girl named Joe, I hurry down to say I do. And stared my first man shy in the eye. Oh, but we got by. We got by. Oh, we got by. Lord knows we got by.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live. Always local. Always entertaining and educating South Florida. Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers, are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Quitting tobacco isn't easy. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, Tobacco Free Florida is here to help you quit your way by offering the free support and tools you'll need to succeed. For the do-it-yourselfers, there's WebQuit, a free online resource that gives you access to tools, tips, and support to help you quit tobacco at your own pace. Just log on to tobaccofreeflorida.com and see how you can start your plan. You may also qualify for free nicotine patches or gum. It doesn't matter how many times you've tried to quit, now is your time to succeed. Along with WebQuit, we offer a series of additional proven tools to help you quit your way, such as GroupQuit and PhoneQuit. So double your chances of success by calling 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or connecting to WebQuit at tobaccofreeflorida.com. Ask about free nicotine replacement options to help you quit. This is your start to a tobacco-free life. No judgments. Just help.
Don't miss your chance to win an exclusive cruise vacation courtesy of the Florida Lottery. Simply purchase any Powerball ticket between February 5th and April 10th and enter it in the Power Cruise promotion. 100 lucky people will win an incredible five-night private chartered Royal Caribbean cruise featuring VIP concerts and the chance to win $150,000 in cash prizes on board. For details on how to enter, visit a lottery retailer or flalottery.com/powercruise. The Florida Lottery. Just imagine. Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
What's going on, everybody? This is Neo, and you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105, a Cox Media Group station.
Miss the deadline to buy health care insurance? Don't sweat it. You may be in luck. If you've experienced life changes such as getting married, moving, changing jobs, you have 60 days to enroll in a new health plan or make changes to the plan you may have. Find out if you qualify now by calling 1-866-308-5486 or floridablue.com/bluemiami. Visit us now before time runs out. floridablue.com/bluemiami or 1-866-308-5486.
dream that just should not have been a fantasy.